Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly.
Though we take vengeance on those who trespass against us.
I fly above the trees, over the seas, and all degrees, to anywhere I please.
It's not a prayer. It's a challenge.
Yeah, I want to get away. I wanna fly away. Yeah.
Power moves in the shadows. Power corrupts. Mm-hmm. But there's also nothing you can do without it. It's something that you would understand if you lived on this earth for a little bit of time. The truth is, you can get away with a lot if you have a sufficient amount of power. On a long enough timeline, it is better to be feared than to be loved, because to be loved is nice, it has a morality to it, but fear often drives people to action more than love ever could. I've been thinking about power a lot, which is unusual for me. My usual preoccupations are with status, with adventure, but the tides are shifting a lot. The world is more expensive. Everyone can feel it. There's a narcissism, a cynicism, an apathy, a loneliness that is seeping into the culture. People can't really afford to go out like they used to. The common man has begun to struggle. I recently got a job offer from Morgan Stanley. I had to go back to the workforce to make ends meet. By some standards, I should be seen as a failure. After all, I was a YouTuber who had made it. I was the paragon of style and cinema on the social media front. But somehow, in the last year and a half, I have had a fall from grace, and it made me reflect on some of these themes that are dark. I found myself asking questions like, how do I get revenge on these people who are doubting me? I even found myself asking, how do I get revenge on you, the viewer, some of you, who are annoying as fuck and put me down for my ambitions, filmmaking, cinema, the Iron Man, all these things that define me and my work and the things that I've worked so hard for, that I've bled for. It makes me think about vengeance and power and all these things. And so in this video, I think I found an answer to these problems that I'm struggling with, and that's what I want to talk about. People respond to competence more than cinema. People respond to competence more than your perceptions of your passions and your dreams. It's better to be feared than loved. What I mean by this is that if you're good at what you do, and if what you do has a market value, people will follow you. They might even hate you, they might not even like you, they might even wish upon your downfall, but they will follow you. In contrast, if you're a man of cinema, like I've been, you're a man of passion, pure passion. You follow your artistry above all else. You're busy showing off, you wanna be seen and heard and perceived in a certain way. You're gonna give off a certain vibe, and it could be very likable. People might like you, but no one will respect you. They won't respect you from your likability. Likability alone will not make you $1 million. Instead, what people need from you is competence. So many of the coaching clients that I work with, they have a refusal initially to go down the path that I prescribe to them because it doesn't align with passion. Like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to sell. I don't want to have to market. I don't want to have to tell people to buy my stuff. And then I find myself thinking, well, listen, man, then fuck off. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you have to be willing to do stuff you don't like, and you have to be willing to give the market what it wants. By itself, no one in the market wants River Rats. No one gives a fuck about my feature film that I've, at this point, invested $30,000 into, and I don't know, had problems with my girlfriend, all this stuff over. But when I started investing in competence, in something that the market actually cared about, or even a YouTube video like this with a topic and a title that might actually meet people where they're at, a topic that people might resonate with, suddenly people start following me. Even if they hate me, they might follow along with what I have to say. You have to get really fucking good at what you do. And today, it's not enough to be cute. It's not enough to try just a little bit. You have to try so fucking hard that it scares people. That's really what it takes. What the people need from you is the willingness to pay whatever price it is. In recent times, some recruiter reached out to me for a technical architect position. Becoming a technical architect is something that I've set a goal for 1 year from now. It's something I'd like to do a year from now because CTAs and Salesforce, they make like 200 or 300 grand. If they start their own consultancy, they can make even more. You can make $500,000 with like a Salesforce consultancy if you market yourself right. So this recruiter from Texas reached out to me for this position and she said, you know, are you a CTA or what? I was like, I'd love to take a call. On the phone, I had to confess to her, but that I don't actually have any technical architect level certifications. I have a middling level of certs, like consultancy certs, but architect is like one step higher. It's the highest ranking there is. Even the certifications are more expensive. That being said, after that call, I told her, listen, by next week, I will take one of those exams. In fact, by the time you're watching this video, I would have taken the exam and hopefully I'll have passed it. If I have, I'll do an insert right here, right now.
I actually didn't pass it, but I do know what I did wrong and I'll go back and retake it.
Basically, it was like my branding on social media, on LinkedIn especially, that started to pay off, and it made this recruiter reach out to me. How did I, someone who has been out of the Salesforce industry for 3.5 years, get a recruiter to talk to me about a $300,000 salary position? Basically, I lied about my ranking. I lied about what I could do. Not directly, but in my LinkedIn heading, I said CTA track Salesforce consultant. But like the first word she would see, it sort of mentally hijacks them, is CTA, Certified Technical Architect. Which brings me to the second idea of the video. Never attempt to win by force what can be won by deception. Deception is seen as bad, but there's no way to get to $1 million with just brute force. And the way I like to justify deception is that I try to make it true in the end. For instance, when I was in talks with that recruiter on the phone, I finally told her that I didn't have any architect level exams under my belt. Nonetheless, I told her I would get that cert. The truth is, I would never have signed up for an architect level exam if I didn't take that meeting with the recruiter first. Sometimes you have to lie to get your foot in the door, to take the meeting, to realize what your gap is. And you absorb so much more from actually showing up to that whiteboarding session, showing up to that interview that you're not ready for, telling someone you can do something, and then figuring out how to do it after. There's a deception involved in that. But if it weren't for that deception, I would not have had such an accelerator getting on track to the job I want. I mean, I'm wrestling with a couple different offers now. Even if I don't get this position in Texas, which I probably won't, it will have been an accelerator because it would have gotten me on that architect path so much faster. This brings me to the last idea of the video. The ends justify the means. I don't think this is a universal principle. It does require some nuance. But your duty as a man, I've come to realize in recent times, is to serve your mission. Serve your mission, dare I say, by any means necessary. Morality actually has never gotten anyone any results. Morality is good for the sake of being true and honest. It's just a good thing. Morality is inherently good. I don't think the universe cares if we're good or not. We like to think of a benevolent God who watches over us, and there's a universe that makes sense. You know, even if a tragedy happens, you know, somehow, you know, people say like maybe it's in a person's destiny, but I really don't believe that. How else could you justify a bunch of kids getting shot up in a church? How can you justify that as the will of God? There is no inherent morality to the universe, and morality is not what gets you ahead. You know, Genghis Khan back in the day, he would like behead babies and he would put these baby heads into cannonballs and fire them off into the enemy to basically demoralize the enemy. There's no morality in that, but it was very effective. This is all to say that you've got to push hard and you've got to be willing to think outside of the box to get a result. There is a timeline that is unfolding for your life. Things have got to be done by a certain time in a certain way for you to honor yourself. And if you don't live up to it, you'll only have yourself to blame. Master deception if you need to, if it helps you get your foot in the door. Endeavor to make your deception true in the end. And think outside of the box in order to get a result. That's all I want to say in this video. Before I close it out, I do want to announce that I'm opening up a new career coaching mastermind that'll meet on the weekends. Basically, it's for everyone who's got a full-time job but wants to accelerate their career. I'll announce it very cleanly. It is my ambition to get to a $300,000 salary technical architect position in 1 year's time. That's what I want to do. That's one of the things I want to do because I think it'll genuinely advance my career as an actor and a director and everything else. I'll still be uploading consistently on YouTube during this time. In fact, I'll be more consistent than ever, but working towards a mainstream career, it's not gonna hurt. It's going to be an immense accelerator. It's gonna give me a proof of work, a proof of concept that I haven't had in some time. And if there's anyone else who wants to go down a similar path, I would invite you to follow me on LinkedIn. I've been posting there way more often now. I think branding yourself well on LinkedIn is connected to immense opportunity I'm beginning to realize. So if joining this mastermind is something that you're even curious about, what I want you to do is follow me on LinkedIn and send me an in-mail message. Say, hey, Nikhil, I'm curious about the mastermind. You're gonna have to use one of your in-mail credits to do that, but I think it's worth it, you know, because it shows me that you're willing to invest. And then I'll get on a call with you if I think you're a good fit. Listen, we just meet every Saturday or Sunday and we just talk about how to advance our careers. It's about making more money during these times that are so hard. So if you're curious about that, my LinkedIn profile is gonna be in the description box below. It's just linkedin.com/CaptainSinbad. So far, I've got just one really, really lovely Pakistani guy who's in the mastermind. Just like met him and we put this whole thing together, and it's something I'm very excited about. It's a tough market, but I finally landed a job. And that has been their biggest mistake, letting a wolf get through the door. Because now there's gonna be blood and fucking feathers. And if there's anyone else who's looking to advance their career, do what it takes, and I'll see you at the top. That's all for today. Greatness is coming. We'll catch you in the next one.